Right. We're here. Good. Great. I'm winging it. It's someone outside is obsessed with the road and they're constantly honking. Well, no, you probably can't hear it, but you know, you're going down the road and they're just annoying people everywhere. But then when you're not on the road and someone outside is honking, it's like, would you just accept the whole world? It's like, well, you're not accepting him, not accepting it. So I'm just going to wing it. I don't have a plan. What was I just geeked about? Now? Oh, I'm, I was going to call my buddy before this and see what he thought, but you know, something happened to me over the weekend. It's a spiritual experience. It was one of those things where like, you know, like I flew off the road and, you know, me and my motorcycle, you know, went through a me and my motorcycle size hole in the fence and didn't get scratched. And then, you know, it wasn't any garbage like that. I already know that there's a God. I don't need to get whacked to believe that there's a God. I was just driving down the road asking God some questions and he answered them. And my chest opened up. I hope you know what I mean. So it was, happened Saturday morning and then it happened, it started Saturday morning and it was a big thing. He told me to go for a walk in the afternoon and I went for a walk and just amazing. So from Saturday afternoon all through Sunday, emotions and feelings in my chest cavity have been adjusting. And so I'm sort of getting used to the new normal. Skating at the skate park was interesting last night because I felt lighter. And so I was trying to balance myself. Things were fine. Quite normal actually, but I had to stop the high flat ramps on switch and go back to normal. Usually I can do most things on switch as well as I can goofy because I'm goofy. So moving on with it, what was I most recently geeked about? I think it was results. It's something that I'm dealing with. Everywhere I go is how there's something that gets us that makes us want to divorce choices from results. We try to take, we do this so often. I don't know if it's which law of thermodynamics that everything's winding down. Okay, I think that's in biblically speaking, it's Romans 7, the law of sin. The sin lives in our bodies until we get a new body at the resurrection. But we're constantly tending and winding towards stinking thinking. And part of that is that we want to take our choices and we want to make our choices about whether or not we should or should not feel guilty. Or if we have an emotional, mental condition, maybe it's not about whether we should feel guilty about our choices. It's whether we want other people to feel guilty about their choices or to make them not feel guilty about their choices and go run around and tell everyone not to feel guilty about their choices or both. If you've got an identity, emotional, mental issue, you want to tell everybody else to not feel guilty about your choices. Hashtag pronouns. So why are we concerned with what other people think is a whole other question, but let's just go back to the choices thing. I just got two rosemary plants with my buddy a week ago and they're both about dead. His or dead? Yeah, it's a horrible. What, Jesse? You had this new experience. I did. My rosemary, one of them is almost gone. In fact, you know what? Hold it. Stay right. Don't go away. Don't go away. I'll be right back. I'll get the rosemary plant. You can see what's happening. Rosemary's a... It's all... Hold... No, George is out to lunch. He can't bring him. A useless podcast observer. So if I... So here, look. You can look. Look at this. One of these things is almost totally dead. The other one is hanging on to what it's got. Rosemary's hard to keep because if you give it too much water, the roots rot right away and then it can never drink again. So it's like, should I feel guilty for giving the rosemary water? Should I feel guilty for not giving the rosemary water? Should I not feel guilty for giving the rosemary water or too much water? No. I don't feel guilty at all about anything with the rosemary. I feel sad. I did it wrong. I don't even know what I did. I think it was too much water. They really don't like a lot of water, I found out after the fact. My buddy in the city next over, he had the same issue. He's what's happening with the plants? I don't know what's happening with the plants. And so we did some homework, and we don't even know how much is too much. Am I guilty? Do we feel guilty? No, we feel sad. If you go make bad choices, should you feel guilty? Well, no, you should look at the results. Do you want the results? Oh, it's okay to, fill in the blank, social issue, moral issue. Oh, it's not okay to fill in the blank, social issue, moral issue. How about
results?
Do you feel guilty for not washing your car? And when you wash your car, do you feel not guilty? No. When you don't wash your car, you feel a little dirty. And when you wash your car, you feel a little bit clean. You feel clean because your car is clean. Why would you feel guilty or not guilty over washing your car or not? So many people, everywhere I go, everything's about whether or not to feel guilty. I would say that it frustrates me, but I don't care about anything anymore because of this weird experience I had over the last weekend. So if you want to go destroy your life while you're telling yourself that, I'm going to drown my rosemary plants and make sure they all die, and I don't want to feel guilty. I shouldn't feel guilty about this. If that's what you want to do with your sex life or your daily Bible reading life or other bad choices that have bad results, and you want to make it about feeling guilty rather than the results that you say you want, if you want to go do that, I really don't care. Four days ago, I would have cared, but as of 1 and 2 days ago, I stopped. So now, it's just more like, I believe this, and I'm sick and tired of the truth not being told. I'm so tired of people that I care about being lied to, that the issue with our choices is about guilt rather than results. And that's biblical. Joshua 1:8, meditate on this book of the law day and night so that you will do everything in it. Then you will prosper. Health and wealth gospel people, hold on. Then you will have victory. Victory, because they were going into war. Got to make money, and it comes from our choices. And the choices come from our thinking. I don't see guilt in that equation. See you tomorrow.